You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. This episode is brought to you by the Power Pearls community on Patreon. If you love the podcast, you can show your love by supporting the show. With your contribution, you're helping me to produce the art of the spoken word. To learn more about supporting the show, visit powerpearlspodcast.com/community. Hey there, Power Pearlers. Before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to share a few public announcements with you, because from this point forward, we are going to a bi-weekly frequency with Power Pearls Podcast. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about why I'm going to do this at this point. Now, the reason, there's a few different reasons. I just finished, we just kind of went through all of those episodes, the Fiber Loving Business series of episodes with Tabitha. There might be another one in the mix. I think I have to dig through the archives there of the shows that we batched together. But that's going to be it for a while, and then I'm going to move into a new phase of solo episodes. I'm going to have guests on the show that I feel would add really, just amazing value for you, and also workshops and other things that will increase the frequency. So from time to time, you might see episodes that are kind of like back to back, and that might be if I'm launching a special workshop or I have a special guest and we're doing sort of like a little mini audio training for a series of episodes. So that's kind of happening, and that will be happening over the next couple of months between now and the end of 2018. So, I got some fun stuff cooking, because episode 100 is happening. And I'm super excited, because let's just say it's going to be a podcast-a-palooza. And I have some fun stuff that you guys aren't going to want to miss. So I'm not going to give the farm away right now, but I just wanted to let you know that I am going to a bi-weekly show, because now that I am done with the episodes with Tabitha, and like I said, this whole batching mentality I'm going to be talking about in this episode, it's kind of a perfect timing for me to talk about this change in frequency. Because when I did the workshop with Tabitha, or the series of episodes with Tabitha, we did them all at once. I mean, literally, like, okay, I think we took 2 days to just crank all these episodes out that, you know, you've been listening to for the past couple of months. And that's just so cool, because we were in the flow, we knew what we were going to talk about, and we could just go from the one subject to the next, and then recall what we spoke about in, let's say, an episode before that. And so that worked to make these all weekly. So now I'm kind of going into another phase. And so I always like to think of this podcast as different chapters. Now, you guys know, when I first started the show, the first chapter was me as the executive editor of Creative Knitting Magazine. And I was inspired and, by these rock stars in the industry, if you will. And I was interviewing designers. I was interviewing other editors like myself, such as Trisha Malcolm. So she's been a returning guest. There have been others along the way that have also come back, and they're probably going to come back again. So that was chapter one. And then, of course, chapter two is now really more business stuff, more business related trainings and episodes and workshops. And then the co-hosting with Tabitha, which was really a lot of fun, you know? So now I'm going to be moving into some more solo episodes, and then having some interviews, like I said, having some people come back for, you know, to do some interviews that I feel are really, really juicy and really important for you guys to hear. And also, you know, being able to go back to this bi-weekly frequency right now is going to help me to really focus on the quality of the podcast, you know, and to put out those, you know, just to like not have the fluff, to really build a community, create amazing content, you know. So just to continue to keep this garden growing, this Power Pearls garden growing. Because a podcast truly is a powerful platform to grow community and educate. And I am committed to doing that. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is this episode. So this is an episode about consistency and the secret. I'm saying it's the secret to being more consistent. And well, that's what the title of this episode says, but it's really how batching, right? So you know I've talked about this in previous episodes with Tabitha, how batching has made me consistent. And you know what? I'll be totally transparent here. It was one of those things where it hurt so bad not being consistent because I was constantly flying by the seat of my pants and doing, you know, doing what had to get done that week in the week, you know, producing the podcast, producing a newsletter, writing a newsletter. And it just wasn't fun. But getting into this mindset of, okay, today is newsletter day. So it means I'm just writing. I'm just totally writing. I'm just, you know, that's it. That's all I got to worry about. It's that one thing. And then on another day, it's recording episodes like I'm doing right now. And I'm going to be recording actually another few episodes after this. But the episode that you're about to listen to is an episode that I recorded in the car. And it was on my way to the National Needle Arts Trade Association a few weeks ago to the trade show in Cleveland, Ohio. And as you guys know, I'm kind of in love with the idea of recording episodes from the car, but the quality is not like this, you know, like the quality that you're hearing right at this very moment. And so nobody has complained yet, but I just want to put it out there again to say, number one, if it bothers you, I want to hear from you because recording from the car is such a great way to use time, you know, sitting in the car for 2 hours, you know, using my headset, of course. So I mentioned that disclaimer in the beginning of the episode because, yes, I am wearing a headset. But the quality isn't the best because my AirPods, I use AirPods, which I love because they're wireless and they are fabulous. Like the quality, the sound quality is really great. But I'm not sure the recording quality is so-so. So if number one, if you're okay with this, I want to hear from you. If you like it, you're like, hey, don't worry. You're just going crazy. You're being too picky. Don't worry. Or, you know, tell me, totally be honest, say, I really don't like the fact that, I don't like the quality. Like, I don't like the fact that you're recording on, you know, headphones that don't sound the best. So that's totally cool too. So please let me know. Please let me know. So without further ado, we are going to dive in to today's episode. I hope you enjoy. And actually, there is one more thing I wanted to share with you guys before we get started with this episode. So you've heard me talk a lot about these mini sessions that I've been offering. And I just want you guys to know that these are totally legit. I mean, if you want to move the needle on your business, I am paying forward my knowledge for free, 100% free. I will sit with you for a half hour and help you with your business or your future business, right? So if you have an idea and you want to start, you want to really get in there, but you're just, you know, you're not 100% sure of all the nuts and bolts, then let me help you. Like I said, totally free. Because, you know, this gives me an opportunity to learn more about you and your business and the kinds of needs that you have. So you're going to be educating me as well, even if we don't do a full-fledged paid coaching program together. This is just going to give me the ability to allow you to have a taste of what I have to offer. You get to walk away with a win, right? So you get to, you know, you get to put something into action as soon as we're done talking. And then the choice is yours if you want to work together. So that's what I want to leave you with before we dive into this episode. So if you would like to schedule a session with me, go to caragotwarner.com/strategy session. Okay, let's dig in.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. You guys, I am so excited. I am on my way to Cleveland, Ohio. I am going to be teaching at the National Needle Arts Trade Association show. It's a trade show that you guys know I talk about all the time. It is a total career maker. It was totally made my career in the craft publishing world. And I, every time I go, I get excited because, you know, it's like I get to go see like all my old friends. It's like a big reunion. But this time I'm teaching. So for the first time I'm teaching at the show, and I'm totally thrilled to do it because I'm going to be talking about podcasting. I'm going to be teaching, as of right now, a class of 18, which I think is amazing. 18 people, how to podcast and think of themselves like a media company. How to think like a media company and use digital marketing strategies. One being the main one in this case, the podcast, how you can use that to move the needle on your creative business. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So, well, not today, this weekend. Like, I think I almost was sort of rehearsing my class in my mind for a second there. I didn't mean to do that. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm in the car, and, you know, I find that this is a really great place to record episodes. So you already know that because, a couple episodes ago, I recorded an episode called How to Be Productive in the Car. So if you haven't listened to that yet, you should go listen to it because I gave you some really awesome ways. There are two ways, actually. They're the two main ways that I actually am productive in the car. And man, let me tell you, time goes by so fast, even if I'm on like a really long trip. And I just looked at my map right now. I've got 64 miles until I get to my destination. That's not too bad, but still, I'm in the car for another hour. So it's all good. And so I thought I would talk about a topic that I think is really, really super important for those of you that listen to this podcast and are wanting to start a business online, or you have a business online. Okay. So, and that is the topic of being consistent. And that is what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to share five tips. Okay. I'm going to share five ways that you can use how to batch, like batching. Okay. We talked about that. I talked about that with Tabitha Hedrick. So today, what I'm going to do is I want to talk about the topic of consistency. And a couple of weeks ago, I was chatting with my gal pal, Tabitha Hedrick, who you guys know, and we were talking about the concept of batching your content, batching like a rock star, and the value of doing that, especially if you're an online marketer. And, you know, and how this helps you to be more consistent. But we didn't really drill down and get ninja and really, really talk about, you know, hey, if, you know, this is huge for consistency. Like, we didn't really, 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 really get into the importance of that. And today, that's what I'm going to talk about. And I have five tips that I want to share with you on how you can use batching to be consistent with your online business. Now, you can, of course, use these in other areas of your life. You can use the batching mentality. It doesn't have to just be for your online business. So you can plug in whatever thing it is that you need to accomplish, whatever types of material maybe you need to create for a class. Or, you know, you have a yarn shop and you want to do a series of classes, maybe, let's say. I don't know. But this is really important, especially if you have an online presence. And these five tips are going to kind of solidify in your mind why it's hands down, it's so important. Like, this addresses some pain points. I have these pain points. And I have to say that, you know, sometimes we finally come to certain conclusions, like we do things because we just experienced so much pain because the pain finally drove us to do it. Well, that's me. I'm just being completely honest. I would do things in my business by the seat of my pants and do things every week that were due that week, right? Like my podcast or planning my live videos or, you know, coming up with a topic like, what will I talk about this week? And I think that it would, at times, it create a disconnect because I was thinking of things in the moment without really looking at the big picture, right? And so that's huge, you know, that's huge. And so this really does help you to connect the dots. And then you don't feel overwhelmed because, you know, you're like, well, you know what? I've done all the work and I already know what my big picture is. So you get to have an aerial view of what you're doing. Okay. So that to me, that was it. I was like, the pain, it hurts too much of just like, you know, being in this place of urgency every week to create content. And then, you know, not being able to like take a vacation or take a day off. No, just to take a day off. No, I'm not vacation. Okay, fine. Because I'm building a business. But to take a day off, I couldn't even take a day off for a while there. And finally, when I truly embraced the idea of how batching would give me so many things, it provided so many benefits that I just started to embrace it. And it made me consistent by default. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about. So I've got five wonderful tips for you guys, and I'm going to jump into the first one now. Okay. So it saves you time. Batching saves you time. Okay. So just starting with that, this concept of how, you know, yes, we're talking about consistency here, but I want to just kind of jump into this idea of when you're consistent, you know, when you're batching and you're becoming consistent, you're saving yourself time as a byproduct of that, because when you're doing all the work in one sitting. So let's say you're looking at your week and you have Tuesdays earmarked for writing blog post content, for example, right? That's the day that you're writing your blogs. And when you sit down to write the content, to write, you know, let's just say you're starting from square one and you're not sure, you want to look at a couple of months ahead, right? Maybe you just want to look, you want to put together an outline of like a snapshot of 3 to 6 months for your blog. Now, you can apply this to anything. You can apply this to a podcast, to a series of tutorial videos, live videos, the scripts that you're going to create, the topics you're going to cover. Because even though live video is in the moment, or let's say if you're doing them weekly, if you already know what your topic is, then there's less overwhelm and there's less decision fatigue, you know? So when you don't have the decision, you take the decision fatigue out of the equation, it actually, you know, creates more ease. And you're not as like, you know, kind of like exhausted mentally, because mental exhaustion makes you physically exhausted. And we know this, right? This is a fact. This is a fact. So, so it saves you time because you're doing it all at once, and you're not starting and stopping and starting again and stopping again and saying, what was I doing? What was I doing before? What was I doing? Like, you know, what was my mindset? So it, even though we only have 24 hours in a day, right? Of course, we all have the same amount of time in the day. And so why does it seem like some people are like super women, right? Or rock stars in this area? You know why? Because they know the secret. And the secret is batching. Batch, batch, batch. Now, if this seems overwhelming, I'm going to stop here and just take a little sidebar. It's not. All you need, if you have three to six months or even 3 months seems crazy, just look at 1 month. Or better yet, why don't you just try to be 2 weeks ahead? So this week, let's just say you're ahead by 2 weeks. So here's kind of what I do, especially if I am behind, or if you need to start and you need to catch up, right? you need to kind of start somewhere, but you have a lot to do. Batch your content once a week for 2 weeks ahead. And then eventually you'll be like way ahead. Do you know what I mean? So like, let's say tomorrow is your batch day to write your content for 2 weeks. Great. You have, let's say you have to write this week's because you're just starting. So you write this week's content and you write next week's content. And then next Tuesday, stay committed, show up for your content creation session, your batching session. Next week, next Tuesday, you sit down for that hour or two or whatever it is, whatever it takes to batch 2 weeks, and time yourself too to see like how long does it take me to write 2 blog posts so that you know that you're realistic every week and you block out the time so that you never see that you don't continually fall short on doing it or not do it. So then next week you sit down and you batch the next 2 weeks. So now mind you, next week you're already ahead by 1 week. Are you following me? So then you're writing content for 2 weeks, the 2 weeks beyond. So now you'll be 3 weeks out. Okay. And then the next week you could do another you could do 2 weeks or do 1 week, but always make sure that, and, or take a week off, right? If once you catch up, build in those weeks that you could take a week off or even 2 weeks off from writing content so that you have time. Because if you're ahead a couple of weeks, right, you've got it in the bank, you've got it in the bag, then you don't need to worry. But you just want to make sure that you've put that in your schedule, that you've blocked out the right time, and you really can see it visually. So that's kind of an easy way to jumpstart yourself if you're just starting, like today, okay? So try that, because that works. You will be able to do it. I've never heard anyone else say it like this. Honestly, I've never heard anybody else, because I've heard a lot of people talk about batching, but I've never heard anyone say it like that. Because my from the beginning, I'm thinking, but I'm so like, oh my gosh, I haven't started and I have so much work to do, in other areas. So how am I supposed to sit down and batch 6 months? I can't do that. You know, so step one is first write the outline, write this week's, and then next, and then write this week's and next week's, and then next week, just keep doing it until you're caught up by a couple of weeks, and that's it. So there you go with a little sidebar. Number one was it saves you time later. So you're adding in those white spaces, and let me tell you, when you add in white, so you're not giving yourself more time. Like I said, going back to we all only have 24 hours in a day, but you're giving yourself white space time. You're giving yourself something I've heard called canvas time, blank canvas time. And so that means white space and blank canvas time. Those are the times that you can be creative and you can daydream and you can do whatever you want for your business. And you can go back to taking that aerial view. Did that work? That topic, that was fun. What can I do like next quarter? Cause you already got, most of, let's say this quarter in the bag or at least planned out. So then you have creative freedom because you've given yourself that time. So that was number one. That was a long number one. Number two is you get in the zone, people, right? So I did kind of start saying this before, but it is true where, this in any task, like if you're trying to clean out your closets, right? Once you start cleaning your closet and organizing, you just kind of roll and you get so into it and it's like you just bang it out. The first 10 minutes, the first 5 to 10 minutes are overwhelming because you're just like, oh my gosh, where am I going to start? This closet is like a nightmare. But then once you actually get in there and you do it, you're in the flow, you're in the zone. It's the same thing when we're creating, when we're writing something, when we're, we're creating a form of content for our business. It's the same idea. where you get into the flow, and you know what, before you know it, you're in there, you're in this space, and you're locked in. And don't I see this a lot, and I've done this myself too, but don't judge yourself, you know, as far as, you know, once you're in there writing, don't judge what's coming off of your, you know, keyboard, so to speak. Write whatever comes off, whatever comes natural, get the concepts out of your head and on the page, right? And then go back later and clean up grammar and so on and so forth. That's how I write, because I might have this concept, but I'm like, if I get caught up in, you know, perfect grammar and structuring my sentences, I'll lose the concept. So write poorly, you know, Rachel Herron, who's been on the podcast before, she gives the advice to, and she's a, you know, she's an author, she's a best-selling author. Rachel says to just write crappy, basically, because the first draft will be crappy. And then you go in and it's like, then you pull out the jewels, so to speak. And there's a process. So you have a first draft, a second draft. And by the time you get to the final draft of whatever it is that you're writing, and if it's just, you know, if it's a blog post, you're not writing a book. By the time you get there, it's easy peasy. Like it's, you're not staring at a blank screen. And once you get in there and you get in the zone, you're going to be like amazed at how fast you can write content. And by the way, if you get in there and you're, let's say you're using Google Docs or Evernote or even, you know, Word or whatever kind of word processing program, write every, just do like, you know, stream of consciousness kind of writing. Don't, you know, go, don't do this inside of your WordPress platform unless you really feel natural there. But I would just, and then don't think of it like it's a separate post. You know what I mean? Like, and then you stop and do another post. Just get it down and just keep a running document for everything. And then later on, slice, dice, and move it and do whatever you need to. Don't worry about links. You can even write little notes in red or in brackets that say insert link for X here. And maybe you don't even know what the link is. You'll go find it later. That's how I write. That's how I've been doing it. That's how I've been doing it for years with, you know, when I was with Creative Knitting, article writing, you know, constructing articles, tutorials, online classes. I would even get, you know, the instructors that I would coach who were creating online courses to get them to think like, you know, in a very, you know, sort of abstract, but also think into the future. You know, don't worry if you don't have all the pieces, but you know what you want to say. Just write down your instructions, literally like in the script, and fill in the gaps later. And it works like a charm. Really, it does. So that's number two. So it's getting in that zone. And then once you get into that zone, you'll be amazed at how things just really flow. And then number three is you really are more in touch with your topics when you stay in that place, when you dedicate your time to your batching for, you know, however long you're going to do it, you're writing a particular, you know, you're writing or you're podcasting or you're, you know, scripting something, and it's, and you're focusing on one kind of thing, right? One kind of medium, and maybe you flow, just like I said in the past, in the last tip, when you get in your zone and you have this kind of stream of consciousness about your topics and what it is that you're going to talk about, that, you know, you are able to reconnect to something that you spoke about or wrote about in, let's say, you know, your previous, a previous entry, so to speak. So you can refer back to it in that particular blog post, or if you are podcasting like me and in that particular podcast. And I do the same thing. I'll just kind of share how I do this with podcasting. It's literally like sitting with the recording software and just batching and going and having one long recording, and with a pad of paper next to me, and I'll make a note at 44 minutes in, cut. You know what I mean? So it's that simple. and then I slice and dice. And that to me is the fun part. I don't mind doing that, editing, because you've already gotten the concept down. And I think that's the hardest part, you guys, you know? So, and I think that that's why we procrastinate with really doing this, because writing, coming up with ideas, that's where the brain juice is needed. That's where the energy comes in. Once you've got that done, all the other stuff, it's almost like admin. You know what I mean? So there's tip number three. And then tip number four is freedom. It creates freedom. Oh my goodness. It's amazing. Yes. So just like going back to what I said before about the pain, right? Pain. You know, sometimes we have to be brought to our knees and with something before we realize that if we just do it, it's almost like, yeah, it's like suffering. You know, you have to feel the pain to know how to transcend it. This is the same idea. This is the same idea. So from having to scurry around and operating from a place of urgency, has made me crazy. It made me crazy. Yes. And it made me feel like I just can't do this anymore. I can't operate from that place. And then once you put this idea of batching into practice and you schedule out all this stuff. I didn't mention that. But like you've created your blog posts and then you put them in WordPress or you schedule your podcast or whatever and you schedule them for the date and the time and you move on and you go on vacation and you go to the beach because you deserve it. Or you sit and you knit at 3 p.m. because you deserve to, because you did the freaking work. That's the freedom I'm talking about. You want to play with your kids in the backyard. You don't want to be like, oh, you know, I can't play on this beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon because, oh my gosh, I got to write that blog post and it's due on, you know, tomorrow. I mean, that's not the way to live. And by the way, it's not sustainable. It is not sustainable. So if this is you're looking at it right now from the outside in, like it's like a rosy garden to start an online business. Yes, it can be, but you got to do the work and you have to do it in advance to experience that freedom. Okay. I think that that's the key. If it's for fun and you know, you're just online having fun and it's a hobby and it's a side fun thing, then great. But if you want to make a living, then these are the things that are really going to put you ahead of the game. And you know what? It's really worth looking into. Really worth considering. Freedom. Yeah. There's tip number four. And finally, number five is short and sweet, because we've already addressed it in many other ways, but there are no emergencies. There is no more urgency. Wouldn't it be amazing if you were living and operating from a place of ease in your business? No emergencies, no stress. Well, I mean, you know, stress is part of life. But why add more stress if you know that you have the power to control that particular stress in the form of doing the work in advance, right? And also, I'm trying to think of this. Let me see what I'm trying to think. Delayed gratification, you know, so easy to be in our own business and say, oh, you know, I'll do that later because I want to do, you know, whatever, this fun thing on Facebook or see what my friends are up to, you know, do the work first, delay the gratification and life, my friends, will be sweet.
Well, that wraps up another episode, and I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found these tips to be useful. And like I said earlier in the very beginning of the episode, sometimes you have to be brought to pain to really take action on certain things. I totally get it. I do. But I got to the point in my business, because my business is an online business, and I know that some of you listening are in that same place. And this applies to online business, offline business. It doesn't matter, because the more that you can get into the habit of working ahead and doing things in phases and batches, that's going to make you more efficient. It's going to make you more productive. And quite honestly, it's going to give you time to, you know, to smell the roses, to enjoy life, to spend time with your family. You know, this is why I got into having my own business, because I wanted to be able to spend time with my family, with my son, take off, you know, whenever I wanted to, you know, and that's exactly what's going to be happening right after I'm done with recording this episode. And so I hope that you can get there too. So, you know, let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Send me your feedback, please. Reach out to me at Kara@KaraGotWarner.com and let me know what you think of this episode. And if there's anything that you'd like to see in the future, I would love to hear from you. And also go share the love on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and you leave me an honest rating and review, that will help others get the benefits from this podcast as well. And I would so appreciate that. So check that out. And I think that's it, you guys. So I think we did it. We wrapped it up. Another episode in the bag, and I'll see you next time.